Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Fáilte Rath Arís, we're here in Waterford City. Now, they say it's the last of Ireland's proper music festivals because right now, over there in the Curran Moor estate, a few clicks west of here, the fans are arriving at the All Together Now festival. They're getting their stuff from the car to the camp and they're setting up tents, unpacking coolers, all that business. One of the acts taking the stage is singer-songwriter Darren Kiley. He's the latest in a series of breakthrough Irish folk-infused pop acts and he is absolutely enormous. I think he's 500,000 followers on Spotify, 250,000 people on Instagram. It's growing and growing by the minute. We'll chat in a minute, but we're going to take some live music, first of all, from this sensational talent, Darren Kiley. Take it away.
The day I met you, your eyes were fierce and green. You only spoke truth. Your heart was wild and free. And tell me when your halo got so heavy, darling, why you hang your head when you should be the one to hold it high. And let me hold you close until these moments pass by. And take my hand tonight and run with me till our lungs give out. It won't always be like it is right now. Leave these streets, we can leave this town, play hide and seek till we're lost and found. I know they told you that your dreams are nothing more. Know the old you and the light inside you bursting at the seams, the one the world can't see. So tell me when your halo got so heavy, darling, why you hang your head when you should be the one to hold it high. And trouble it may come and go, but I'll be by your side. Just take my hand tonight and run with me till our lungs give out. It won't always be like it is right now. We can leave these streets, we can leave this town, play hide and seek till we're lost and found. But all I feel is all I know. If we stay here, we'll lose our soul. All I feel is all I know. And have no fear, you're not alone. And run with me till our lungs give out. Like it is right now. We can leave these streets, we can leave this town, play hide and seek till we're lost and found. Till we're lost and found. Till we're lost. So we're lost and found.
Darren Kiley, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear why this young fella has tens of millions of streams online. Congratulations, Darren. Delighted with all your success.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
You might as well introduce the...
Yes, Jake Richardson on keys
on the keys.
Vocals and everything else. It's giving vibes, yeah.
You're touring all around the place, so it's nice to have you back on Terra Firma in Ireland.
It is brilliant to be back.
You're not a Waterford man, you're from Cork.
I am.
Where exactly?
I'm Mill Street, so the other side, not on the border of Waterford, so I feel like they might prefer us over in Mill Street.
But there's a bit of Munster everywhere, because you went to college where?
I went to UL. Yeah.
And you were doing what? What were you doing in?
I was doing physio in UL, yeah.
So doing physio in Limerick, but you kind of stopped and decided music started coming in then, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did a few years of it and I was like, this isn't for me, and this probably isn't the best for everyone that's going to physio if I continue with this. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I kind of started trying to play in pubs and stuff, and yeah, I was just like, let's give music a go.
So you started playing gigs to a handful of your friends.
Yeah.
Where have you been this year?
We've kind of been all over. We started off in Scandinavia and went through Europe, and we came back to Ireland for a good few shows in March, which was probably a highlight. And then we got to go to Australia and South Africa and a bit of America as well. So it's been a bit mad.
And going back to America, I think, aren't you?
Literally? Yeah, in September again. So it's nice to be home for a bit.
I was looking at a video of you in South Africa with this huge crowd singing along, knew everything about you. How does a young lad from Mill Street, in a very short period of time, end up in South Africa with everyone singing along to the songs you've written?
Honestly, I think we've got online stuff to thank for a lot of it. I mean, there's a lot of, I guess, not very good things about online and social media and stuff. But I mean,
that's true.
To go, I mean, we were completely blown away that day. Just to, you know, especially festivals, sometimes it can be empty a little bit before you play, and then you're like, I don't know if anyone's going to be here for this. It'll be a bit, you know, could be a bit embarrassing, but it's hard to believe it, because all you can see is what's happening on your phone or what's happening online. And then when people show up and know music in random places that you know, you're Google mapping to know where exactly these places are sometimes. It's bonkers.
What was that town? Where was that in South Africa?
This place, Underberg. Was it like a 4-hour drive from, we flew to Durban or something, and we went like, you're avoiding we've potholes. This was like craters in the middle of the road.
Okay.
It really was, wasn't it? Like nuts. It probably was only a 2-hour drive if the roads were decent, but it was just like we were going left and right, and then there was some lads just absolutely bombing it in pickup trucks and stuff. Yeah,
I just love it. A town you'd obviously never heard of, and suddenly you're playing to this big crowd. And you're a trad music family over in Mill Street?
Yes, yeah. That's where we grew up playing. Tin Whistle, like probably everybody else, but then we got to, our parents, you know, bought us an instrument. Me and my sister, I got to play the fiddle, so I kind of annoyed everyone with squeaks and stuff.
Was that the kind of choice? Orla got an accordion, was it? And you got the fiddle.
Yeah.
And can you play the fiddle still?
Yeah, kind of. I probably should practice it a little more. I think at some stage we'll bring it out on stage, but it's not at that point. You know, I was mad for practicing when I was younger, I think. But,
doing yourself down.
Yeah. No, not honestly. It's too squeaky for today.
Orla is also a sister. Are you going to collaborate at some point, or have you already?
We're trying to sing a little bit more together. I've been conscious of not, like, she... As a family, we love the gigs. It's been like such a nice thing to have different family members coming to the gigs, and it's really like a gathering. And I don't want to like ruin the night by being like, okay, you have to sing, you know, today, and make her nervous and stuff. But soon, yeah, we'll get her on a few tracks as well, I think.
The songs are, you know, they're kind of melancholy in ways. They could be uplifting. You have a few bumpers as well to finish off a show. But the kind of world has a soft spot, doesn't it, for the melancholy Irish lad in touch with his feelings. So you're the latest in this folk. Spoke words.
Your words, not mine. I don't know. Honestly, I'm just trying to write stuff that I believe to be true and stuff about my own life. And if that resonates with people, or if that's what people are drawn to, or, you know, I think everyone's searching for something they can relate to in someone, whether it's honesty or whatever else. And, you know, I'm obviously delighted, because I guess I feel more connected to people when they can understand what I'm talking about. And I hope they feel the same, I guess, on the other side of it.
How is it going down in the hurling club, which you're still involved with in Mill Street?
Yeah, grand. In fact, kind of involved. I went back training for just one training on Tuesday.
Did you?
It's great. You're just like everybody else. No one takes any notice of, you know, young lads hopping off you. It's great. Yeah. Younger lads. I'm still young.
I'd say you're not reaching for a slither when you're playing guitar.
Yeah, I know. It's dodgy. I was like, there was... yeah, there was definitely one I skipped because I was like, I don't want to miss this weekend. You know, it would be an absolute shame if I'd have missing a finger or something for this weekend.
But when you left UL, you went to New York, didn't you? And played hurling over there. So you've...
Yeah, that was the Wild West in terms of hurling. But it was grand. It was, you know, I didn't have my own shows at the time, so I would have just missed a pub gig or something like that.
You've got so many gigs coming up. What are you most looking forward to between now and the end of the year?
Today, honestly, was a massive highlight because I know we played Electric Picnic last year.
Yeah.
And like you're obviously nervous because I've no idea what to expect, but it was one of the best days I've ever had playing music. So I feel like I didn't get much sleep last night. It's just too excited.
Really?
So we're running on just pure adrenaline. It's
because when you do your show in Glen Eagles, which was huge last year, a Christmas concert, doing it again this year, there your fans dedicated coming in at a festival. It's a bit of a different thing. You're wondering if someone's going to come into the tent.
Yeah, you just annoyed. You're like, I don't know how people have stumbled in here, whether it's by mistake or whatever else, but you're trying to, I guess, win over a few people or just, yeah, but there's such a great energy about music festivals. I think it's like, they're sacred in a way. I think they're just, I don't think there's any event that matches it in terms of just atmosphere.
And all together now has really landed, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, anyone that you say, oh, where are you playing this summer, and you say all together now, everyone absolutely loves it. So it seems like it's going from strength to strength.
It's a huge weekend. Fontaines, DC, CMAT, Wet Leg, yourself. When are you playing? You're playing tonight?
Playing tonight.
What's the tent called again?
Is this the Guinness stage? I forget.
The Lovely Days stage.
Lovely Days, that's it, yeah.
Thank God for the written word.
Yeah.
Will you go and see other acts yourself when you're there? Will you have time?
Yeah, I think Lisa O'Neill plays on the main stage just before, from like 7 to 8, so we'll try like sprint from there over to our set or something like
7
that.
7 to 8, you're on at half 8.
Yeah.
But it's like that at
catch
the festival,
a little bit
is it?
Of it, yeah.
Festival is the chaos because someone is just probably dismantling their band.
Yeah, it's literally like plug in and just go and see what happens. Yeah, it's a bit mad, but I think that adds to it too. Like you're a bit, you know, you're not as prepared as you'd be for another show, but it kind of adds to the chaos and the whatever else.
But sure, enjoy every bit of it. Yeah. You're going to have a busy couple of years ahead. And we were actually good luck charm on this show because Kingfisher came into us at the Ploughing last September and we've no chance of booking them again. They're flat out all over the place. So Darren Carroll, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And good luck. Yeah. And to Jason as well. And enjoy, and all your family, enjoy the success that you're... And also meant to mention to listeners of Radio 1, Louise Duffy's live from the All Together Now Festival from noon today as well. We're going to take...